So glad you called.
I'm so glad you were free.
God, I love your eyes. Okay, now what?
Cut my balls.
Okay, yes. All right, I can do that.
Oh, there it is.
There we go. Oh, that feels good.
You know what to do.
Okay, you know what? Slow it down. Slow it down.
Okay.
Slow it down. There we go.
How's that?
Nice and slow, see? I feel good.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I want to go fast.
You want to go fast?
Yeah.
Oh.
Fast.
Yeah, no. That feels good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? I think maybe we're on different rhythms here. Oh, I was having a nightmare. I'm a little scared. Good morning.
Well, good morning. You look beautiful.
Oh, no. I'm sure I look terrible. I just woke up. Are you kidding? I'm sure I'm a mess.
You slept over.
I did.
I thought we had a rule against that.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
Oh. That was funny. You're funny in the morning.
But I like hanging out with you.
Oh, yeah. I love hanging out with you. I think we get along really well, and you're so sexy and...
I know. I just, you know, I have a lot coming up at work, and I don't want to make promises I can't keep. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I know you do.
Yeah. We're on the same page. I mean, I'm not looking for a relationship right now either. Let's just say that. Whatever you want to, I can do, you know, I'd rather just... I like simple, not like other girls where I'm like, be my boyfriend. Unless you were like, yeah. Then I'd be like, maybe. I don't want that either.
I don't either. Wow, this is so awkward. I really want you to leave, but I don't know how to say it without sounding like a dick.
Oh.
Oh, me too. But he's an excellent motivator.
It's true.
What are you looking at?
Oh, shit, he sees us.
Hey! Hey! If you want to take this class, you're going to have to pay for it like the rest of these bitches. What are you... Dancing in the park. Dance class. You are not dancing. You are not dancing in the park. Freeloaders. I'm coming over there.
Is he coming?
I'm coming after you.
Sorry, Rodney. We're on a budget.
Oh, come on. It's only 12 bucks.
Oh, my God.
Come on, you fucking freeloaders.
You're out of our minds.
I know. That's okay. I'm so glad that we got to do this. I feel like I haven't seen you in forever.
Mm, I've been in Chicago a lot.
Oh, sleeping at Dougie's house.
Well, it's just closer to work.
How's it going with him anyway?
I mean, it's fine. But I just feel like he's kind of been distant lately, and I don't know. He calls me dude a lot.
That doesn't mean anything. I think everything's fine.
I don't know. Anyway, what did you do last night? What did you do last night? You are not telling me something.
I hung out with Ted for like a little bit.
I knew it.
We had fun. It was fun.
Here's what I don't like about it. You hate yourself after you see him every time. And then we go through this and you feel like shit. And it's almost like you're doing it because you feel bad about yourself.
He called me late and we hung out. It wasn't like a big deal. And you know what? It was fun.
Ew, you had sex with him.
We had an adult sleepover.
Oh, did you let him sleep over in your mouth? Annie.
I'm sorry.
You're unbelievable.
He kept, like, putting it near my face.
They do that, don't they?
They do that. Let us offer. If we don't
Please.
Offer...
You're supposed to slap it away.
I couldn't. You don't want to look right at it.
No.
It's too aggressive.
I don't
it's
care.
It's like...
Hello.
That's my impression.
Those are the balls?
Yeah. I'm trying to make it round, but I can't because I have elbows. He's so hot, though.
Look, I know you say he's cute and all that stuff, but it makes you feel like shit, you know? You're a total catch, and any guy would be psyched to be your man. You should just make room for somebody who's nice to you. And
you know what? He's honest. He told me... We are what we are, and we're just having fun, and I like
he
that.
He also told you you need dental work. He's an asshole.
I don't need dental work.
You're right.
There's Come nothing on. Wrong with my teeth.
You are so beautiful. Will you marry me?
Yes.
I love you.
I love you.
I don't want to go to work today. See how many times Terry's called me. Oh, only 15. You know what, Terry? I don't want to pick up your monkey lamps. Sorry.
Monkey lamps.
Ugh, I cannot wait to never work for a psychopath again.
Oh, Annie. I'm sorry. I should have gone to Mason.
Well, I'm the genius that opened a bakery during the recession.
They were good cakes, Annie.
Thank you.
Come on, look away, look away, look away.
Do you have any ideas of styles?
I don't know. What do you think, honey?
Whatever you want.
Look at how you guys are making this decision together.
Oh,
that's well. Sweet. You guys love each other, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet. That will go away. You cannot trust anybody ever. Especially someone you're in a relationship with, you know. They're living with you. You don't know who you're sleeping next to. It is scary. I mean, look at him. He may not even be Asian. It's scary. So did you guys want to look at these engagement rings?
We're going to browse.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Yeah. I'll be here.
Thank you. What was that about?
Nothing. They had to run. They had to go somewhere.
Then no wonder. You're selling lifelong happiness. Yes. You're not telling everyone about your problems and how your boyfriend left you and maybe marriage will work out. Show me your love is eternal face. No. That's 2 years. 4 years tops. That is not eternal. Kalua, could you come over here for a second, please?
What's up, Don Don?
You make up the best nicknames. You don't need a nickname because Kalua is so delicious. Don't sue me for touching you. Show Annie your lover's eternal face. It looks like you have menstrual cramps. Thank you so much, Kahlua. Why can't you be more like Kahlua?
Look, I'm trying really hard. It's
you just got to try harder. The whole reason you've got this job, Annie, is because your mom's my sponsor in AA, and I'm doing her a favor.
I understand.
Oscar, get back to work.
You shouldn't be behind the counter.
Andrew, you are not the father.
Hey, Brent.
Oh, hey, Rumi. Guess what happened to me today?
What?
I got a free tattoo. I could not believe it. The guy said, do you want a tattoo?
Just a random...
Yeah, I opened up the side of his van.
No.
He said, it's for free. I said, sure.
You said yes?
Yeah. Look.
Oh.
See here.
What is it?
See that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Brent.
It's a Mexican drinking worm. It's like a Native American symbol, meaning wasted.
Okay, Bryn, just so you know, it's really...
Hi. Gil. Hello.
Hi. Have you seen your sister's tattoo? It's really infected.
Yeah. Can we get a little bit of ice on it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
a bit of ice. Frozen peas on there.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. So, just wanted a quick word. You know that tomorrow the rent's due. I was getting my check, and I wondered if I could get your check too.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm getting the money. It's been a little, slow. You have to keep it in the bag and put the bag on it.
So, the check?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's a kind of like...
I know.
Needing it today type sort of situation.
It's coming.
Who is it?
Who is it? God, hurry up. Your creepy neighbor asked me if I wanted to watch the news again. Oh,
sorry. You're so gross.
Liz, come on in. Let me take your magazines. Welcome to the Magazine One Party. Ooh. Have a seat. I'm very happy that you're here.
What?
Because I want to eat an apple. Would you like some apple?
What is that?
I got engaged.
What?
He asked me last
night. What?
I know. That's why he's been acting so weird. Because he's a terrible liar and he thought if he was ever going to blow it, he was ignoring me and I thought he was going to break up with me and...
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Well, I'm shocked still, but I'm happy.
Can you believe it?
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh, it's got hot.
You did?
Yes.
You okay?
Yeah, my pits are sweating.
What does that
stomach
mean?
Hurts. I don't know, I'm hot. Oh my God. What is happening?
I don't know. I'm wearing a ring.
I can't believe it.
Lil, you're getting married.
I'm getting married.
And you'll be my maid of honor.
God, of course. Of course I will.
It'll be super fun.
It's going to be really fun.
Yeah, we can, you know, we can plan everything together.
Oh
and
God. Planning your wedding.
Are you sure you're up for it? I know it's a lot to ask and put on your plate and you're going through a tricky time and super busy.
Stop.
It's a lot to ask.
Stop.
Okay.
It's fine. Okay. And I'm more than happy to do it. And it's not too much.
Oh, look at that. It's my fiancé calling.
Oh, your fiancé.
Hi, baby, what's up?
Yay!
Yay! It's Annie. I just told her. Yeah, she's so happy.
No, I'm not.
Yay!
She said.
What, baby? I know I miss you too. Yeah, I'll meet you in an hour. You too.
Wow, Winona Judd. It's really good.
Those giant bangs was a royal pain in my can. And those teeth. I should have painted her mouth shut.
Okay, can you just get dressed? We're going to be late for the engagement
party.
Oh,
I forgot to tell you, honey. What? I forgot to tell you.
What?
I signed up to speak at AA tonight, and I just have to.
Mom!
No, I forgot. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Mom, I keep telling you, you're not supposed to go to those things. You know, you're not an alcoholic.
Well, only because I've never had a drink. I mean,
what?
They are inspiring. There is this one story I've just got to tell you. Sit down.
Okay.
This gentleman who started blowjobbing to get crack. His name is Marvin Johnson.
Mom, anonymous. You keep...
Okay, forget it. Marvin J., whatever.
Right.
Well, he became a gay prostitute, and he realized that he had hit his bottom. And I have been thinking, honey, that maybe this is your bottom. I'm telling you, hitting bottom is a good thing because there's nowhere to go but up,
yep.
Right?
Yep, that's so, what you say.
Yeah. Positive message.
Yeah. Thanks for the pep talk.
Oh, honey. Anytime.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going to Lillian's party by myself then.
Oh, don't talk to me about being by yourself. I go everywhere by myself. Well, you know, thanks to that new whore, Barb.
Oh,
no, I don't like to say it. But,
they've been married
12
years.
Oh, okay. But she's still a whore.
Yes.
You know, I'm sure she greets him in the evening, beaver first.
I don't want to think about that.
I bet she got that car by giving your dad something sexually. Because there was one thing I would never do. And I'm sure Barb is a champion
okay,
at it.
I don't want to know.
It's called a chicken coop.
Oh, of course it is.
You start at the back and you peck your way to the front like you have a beak. And then you end up with two eggs in your mouth.
That's gross.
No, I'm sure your dad likes it, of course. He grew up on a farm.
Okay.
Yeah. You sure you don't want to move in with me?
Oh, Mom, thanks, but no way. No way in hell.
Yeah.
No, I mean, no thanks.
Think about it.
Okay.
You don't need your own place.
Yeah, I kind of do.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go.
All right. When the walls stay when the story and when it's open up, I had kids just in my stuff and it just came out. Let me go out like you're listening to this song. Holy shit. Me. Sorry. Needs a wash. You have to punch it a few times. Party.
Isn't that crazy?
It's so beautiful. I can't believe Dougie's boss is a member here.
Yeah, and his parents, too, and Dougie, I guess. Oh, gosh, and me, I guess, too, now. Come on, let's go say hi to the rest of the bridal party. You remember my cousin Rita?
Rita.
Annie.
Hi. Oh, I haven't seen you since you graduated high school.
Oh, my gosh.
She has three kids now.
Three boys.
Wow. They're so cute.
They are cute, but when they reach that age...
Disgusting. They smell, they're sticky, they say things that are horrible, and there is semen all over everything, okay?
Disgusting. I cracked a blanket in half. Do you get where I'm going with that?
Yeah.
I cracked it in half.
Annie, this is Becca, my friend from work.
We're in the trenches together.
Hey, how are you? Nice to meet you.
This is my husband, Kevin.
Hi.
Husband, I like to say it, we're newlyweds.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. We went on a sweetheart honeymoon.
Oh.
Where did you guys go?
Disney World.
Oh.
We finished each other's sentences. Sorry.
Sorry, is this your husband?
No.
I don't know him. I'm sorry.
Do you want to go for a walk later?
Oh, I can't.
What?
I can't.
I'm not.
So sorry.
I'm not with anybody. I'm here solo.
let's start it again. I'm Becca. Okay. This is my husband. You don't have a husband. Sorry.
And this is Dougie's sister, Megan.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh.
Hi.
My grandma's not supposed to have wine. I'll be right back.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going great.
It's going great. I'm on the mend. You know, I just got some pins in my legs. Believe it or not, pins in my legs can still do this. Right? A mate fell off a cruise ship.
Oh,
but I'm back.
Shit.
But yeah, oh shit. Yeah, oh shit. Took a hard, hard, violent fall. Kind of pinballed down. Hit a lot of railings. Broke a lot of shit. I'm not going to say I survived. I'm going to say I thrived. I met a dolphin down there. And I swear to God, that dolphin looked not at me, but into my soul. Into my goddamn soul, Annie. And said, I'm saving you, Megan. Not with his mouth, but he said it, I'm assuming telepathically. We had a connection that I don't even know if I can... Oh, jeez. Hey, shut my mouth. Look at... Unbelievable. You must be Annie's fella. I'm Megan. It's a pleasure.
Oh, and well. I'm not with him. Sorry.
Oh. All right. I'm glad he's single, because I'm going to climb that like a tree.
Okay, you have to meet Helen. There she is. Helen! Come here. Helen, this is Annie.
Hi.
Oh, there she is, maid of honor.
So
lovely to meet Lillian's childhood friend. You're so pretty.
You're so cute. Oh, you're so sweet.
Helen is married to Dougie's boss, Mr. Harris.
Perry. And they're so close now. They're literally joined at the hip.
Love
which
each
is
other.
Good because they're a wee.
I'm so glad you guys are finally meeting.
I know, it's lovely.
Oh. Well, excuse me, I better go check on the hors d'oeuvres, but it was great to finally meet you.
It's a great party.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. She's great, isn't she?
She's awesome.
And I really look forward to having Doug as part of our family. So much so that you two should get married right now and save me a shitload of money. Everybody always laughs at that, but I'm not joking. Anyway, I want to thank all of you for coming. And here's to Doug and my baby girl, Lillian.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Enough of me. Let's get the maid of honor up here. Annie?
All right.
Annie.
Hi, I'm Annie Walker.
Yay, Annie!
I'm not going to go on with a big speech, so I'll just say this. I'm so happy to be a part of this celebration, and you two deserve each other, as well as a lifetime of happiness. So,
thank you.
Cheers. Love you guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you, Annie. That was so sweet. Thank you. Lil, remember that trip we took to Miami with the boys? And they were working the entire weekend, and we just sat and drank wine and ate peanut brittle, and I shared things with you that I've never shared with anyone, and you made me realize how I can trust people again.
So let me just say, Lillian, you're my best friend.
And I'm so proud of you. And Doug Lee, I'm sorry, inside joke. you better not keep my Lil on a leash because I still need my drunken Saturday nights at Rockin' Sushi, okay? Everybody, raise your glasses to the couple of the decade, Doug and Lillian. Woo!
Great night.
Dessert wine is out.
Okay. Dessert wine, yummy. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say really quick that you're so special to me because, well, one of the reasons is because I've known you my whole entire life, and you've really helped shape who I am. I just want to thank you for carefully selecting me as your maid of honor. I know you had some other choices, but... you're like my sister, and I love you. Well, that concludes the speeches for the night.
Thank you. One last thing. It's rare to meet someone as an adult who you really connect with, and that's you, Lil. I went to Thailand recently with my husband, Perry, and there's a beautiful saying that I learned there. Kun ben song nong kong chan. Sung chan ja kat madai. Mai Ben Chennan. It means, you are a part of me, a part that I could never live without, and I hope and I pray that I never have to. Kap kun ka. Kap kun ka. And that's it for tonight. Thank you for coming.
Really quick.
Thank you all for coming.
I just wanted to say really
dessert
quick.
Dessert wine is out. Consuelo?
Really quick. Speaking of Consuelo, Lillian and I took Spanish together in school. And so I would just like to say to you and to everyone here, gracias para vivir en la casa, en las escuelas, en el azul marcada. Tienes con vivir en las fortuas. And gracias.
Thank you. Oh. Thank you. I feel so close to you and can trust you. You're my angel and soulmate, and I feel I can communicate with you with simply a look. Thank you for coming. Yep, I got it.
Lillian. Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me, for sure. That's what friends are for.
In good times. And bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. That's what friends are for.
Man, engagement parties rule. It made me feel awesome and like I can go out and catch another dude to marry.
So, what's up with her anyway, with Helen?
What?
Oh, I'm just like, you know, she's in your wedding and you've only known her like 8 months though, right? Come on.
Get it out, get it all out.
Oh, I'm just like the whole gown and the like, ooh, you know, things. Weird, right?
You know what? She's actually really cool, Annie. She's a good one. I'm telling you.
Well, I'm sure if you like her, I will like her, and
you have to just get to know her,
yeah.
Which I think you really should. And will you just do me a favor? Will you just hang out with her once, just two of you, right? As a favor to me.
Okay, I will.
I love you, Annie Lou.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, hi, I'm Helen. Oh, you live in Milwaukee? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, have you met Lillian? Oh, she's my best friend. Oh, yeah, I know we've only known each other for 5 minutes.
Drunk. Told you.
So you're just a terrible sober driver?
Haha, very funny. Can I stop walking now?
You can stop walking when I tell you to stop walking.
Okay, look, if I was drunk, would I be able to do this?
Stop it. Stop it. Please stop. Please stop. I believe you. You're not drunk. But I'm still going to have to give you a ticket.
What? Why?
It's a funny thing about brake lights. You have to have them.
Oh, I knew it. God, this has been out for like a year. So stupid. Look, please. Please, I promise I will get them fixed this week. I promise. Please. Do you have to give me a ticket?
Yes. License registration, please. Thanks. Oh, look at that. You live on Wynwood Drive.
Yep.
We're neighbors. Yeah. I just live over on Ashley.
Oh. I used to work on Ashley.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
I had a bakery on the main part of the street there.
Oh. Cake, baby. Your cake, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had your sign. It was your face.
Yeah.
That was you.
That was me.
You make good cakes.
Thanks.
You used to make these little pastry things, and you'd put something in them, like a cream or a custard.
Cream puffs.
Cream puffs. That's what you call them. Delicious. Yeah, I used to get served by this tall, kind of a broad guy, like a wormy face.
Oh, my boyfriend.
Sorry.
Oh, no, he was my boyfriend, and then he left me when the business went under, so anyway.
You're kidding. What a dick. I'm glad I never tipped him. You know what? Let's forget about this. Let's just forget this one.
Really?
Under one condition.
What?
Get your taillights fixed.
I promise I will. I promise. Thank you.
Before you kill someone.
I'm not going to kill anybody.
All right. Okay, there's your ID. And I'm going to give you this. It's a buddy of mine. He has a body shop in Milwaukee. He'll fix those right up for you.
Bill Cosby?
Yeah, with a Z. Different guy.
Yeah.
And don't mention the whole Bill Cosby thing to him. It drives him nuts. I mean it.
Okay. I get it.
Nice. Oh, you know what? Yeah. If you mention my name that I referred you, he'll give you a particularly good deal.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay, well, I appreciated your cakes.
No.
So, we're even. That's me there, Rhodes, Officer Rhodes.
It's really nice of you. Thank you.
We're not all bad.
What?
I was just saying, we're not all bad.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, the rest of them are, but not me. I'm the best of them.
Okay, thank you.
Anyway.
Thank you.
I will stare at the sky, just looking for a star to pray on or wish on or something like that. I was having a sweet fix of a daydream of a boy whose reality I knew was a hopeless to be had. But then the dove of hope began its downward slope, and I believed for a moment that my chances were approaching to be grand. But as it came down near, so did a weary tear. I thought it was a bird, but it was just a paper bag. Hunger hurts, and I want them so bad. Oh, it kills, cause I know I'm a messy, don't wanna clean up. I got to focus, these hands are too shaky to hold. Hunger hurts, but starving works when it costs too much to love.
You played tennis?
Oh, yeah, I played a little in high school.
I'm so glad we were able to do this.
I'm really glad we could do this, too. It's nice we get to hang out.
I know, right? Yeah. It's too bad Lillian couldn't play with us today. Poor thing, she's so busy.
Oh, I know. But, yeah, she's not really that into sports. Even when we were little, she didn't like anything that was too competitive.
Oh, no, she certainly enjoys playing tennis now. It's funny how people change, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Do people really change?
I think they do.
Yeah, but I mean, they still stay who they are, pretty much.
I think we change all the time.
I think we stay the same, but grow, I guess, a little bit.
I think if you're growing, then you're changing.
But I mean, we're changing from who we are, which we always stay as.
Not really. I don't think so.
I think so.
I don't. Oh, Annie, these are my kids. Oh.
Step kids.
Step.
Oh. They're so hilarious.
Funny.
Excuse me. My husband's kids.
What are you guys up to?
Going to the snack bar.
Awesome. You need a ride home later?
Fuck off, Helen.
Okay, put a quarter in the swear jar. Good to see you. You're so cute.
Sweet kiss.
Tennis playing in a tampon commercial.
I've been thinking, and Brynn needs to start paying rent. That's it. She's been here long enough. The three of us live here. It's not fair for me to be paying half. We split it three ways. What do you say?
Well, she can't work. She's on a tourist visa.
Yeah, so technically I'm only allowed to tour.
Well, you know...
I have no way of earning money unless I just go and prostitute down on the street.
I don't want you to do that.
Hello, fellas.
No.
Here I am. No.
Yeah,
your American sausage in my English McMuffin.
No, but we did that.
Okay, right. I don't even know what you're talking about anymore. There's three people living here.
Yeah.
If she doesn't start paying,
I'm not...
She has to leave.
Is this about the diary again?
What diary?
Your diary proved very interesting to read.
You read my journal?
At first, I did not know that it was your diary. I thought it was a very sad handwritten book.
What?
But then, because of the deep personal details and the bits that mentioned Gil
and Brynn. No. Don't read my journal. Don't go in my room.
Well, hello. I think before you make those sort of demands, you need to maybe think about putting a note on your door saying, do not come into my room, read my diary and wear my clothes.
Wow, I've never been to this part of town before.
Oh, look, you can get your checks cashed next door. I know it looks a little scary on the outside, but the food is really good, authentic Brazilian. I'm telling you, this is where Brazilians come to eat.
I gotta say, Annie's really good at this. She always drags me to the weirdest places, and the food is always incredible.
And plus, you get a lot for your money, too, so that's good.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Oh,
I really like this Brazilian food.
To my bridesmaid.
Cheers.
This is such a stone cold pack of weirdos, and I'm so proud.
And I just want to toast all of you ladies. I'm so happy to get to know you guys, and happy to say that I have four new friends.
Absolutely. Cheers.
So, Annie, do you have a date for the wedding?
My God, I don't think I'm bringing anybody, I guess.
Please, can I set you off? Please. Annie, you can't go to the wedding alone.
No.
Please. If you go alone, people might think you're a prostitute.
Maybe.
I'm sorry.
Señoritas bonitas, I hope that you're all hungry for a churrasco Brasil.
Ooh.
What would you like?
Oh, yeah, I'll have some of that, please.
But I'll start with this.
I say yes. Hello, chicken. This is crazy good, y'all.
Helen, aren't you eating any meat?
Oh, it's not good to eat a big meal before a fitting, you know? Feel a bit bloated, so.
Not me.
No?
Nope. Physically, I don't bloat.
Lucky.
It's a gift.
I can't wait to be married for as long as you've been married. And to have kids. And be a mom. Yeah?
The other night, I'm slaving away making a beautiful dinner for my family. My youngest boy comes in and says he wants to order a pizza. I said, no, we're not ordering pizza tonight. He goes, Mom, why don't you go and fuck yourself? He's 9.
Okay, now that Lillian's in the bathroom, I just wanted to talk to you guys about the shower really quick. I was thinking it could be, like, French-themed, you know? Since she's always wanted to go to Paris her whole life. Mm. So I figured, you know, we could bring
Paris here and have champagne and, you know, little cookies. They'd see Lillian and Dougie on them. We can dip them in chocolate fondue and, you know, get cheese from the nice part of the store.
I love
Very
that.
Cute.
Good Very idea, Annie.
We can have French invitations, the whole thing. Don't you think that'd be nice?
That's adorable. Cute.
That's really French. Cute.
Good.
Great. I don't know. Like, it's really cute, but I feel like, personally, the Paris scene's a bit been there, done that. I just feel like we can top it. We should throw some ideas around, see if, you know, anyone else has, like, a theme they had in mind or something they've been thinking of. Or
what about a Pixar-themed shower? And we all come dressed as our favorite Pixar character.
That, and I'll just snowball on top of that. Also, Fight Club. Female Fight Club. We grease up. We pull in. Lillian doesn't know, so it's, surprise, we're gonna fight. We beat the shit out of her. She's not gonna forget that. We just fucking attack.
Can I be honest?
Oh, no.
I'm at home with three boys all day, every day. What about the bachelorette party? That's what's more important. I've got a new tube top. I want to cut the tags off. I'd like to take advantage of this opportunity. Where are we going?
I'm gonna second her. We better blow this shit out. Yeah. That poor girl, Lillian, who we're all here for, is in the bathroom probably bawling her fucking eyes out. Because she's realizing, holy shit, I gotta spend the rest of my life with Doug. He's my brother. I love him, but he's a fucking asshole. I think we can all agree on that, right?
Well, you know, we'll figure it out. I mean, I can think of stuff, and it'll be great.
We just have to make sure it's really, really special.
Belle on Blanc? This is the place.
Great job,
Fancy.
Belle on Blanc, reservation name?
Oh, I don't have one. We're just here to shop, just to try on some dresses.
Okay, well, the next available appointment for bridesmaids fittings is in 7 weeks. Absolutely no walk-in.
Whitney, it's Helen.
Helen Harris?
Yeah!
Hi. Oh my god, hi. Listen, I'll buzz you right in.
Great, thanks.
Okay.
Hello.
Welcome.
Come in.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
You.
Welcome to Belle and Blanc, ladies. Welcome to heaven.
Oh man. This is some classy shit here.
Jesus, Megan.
I'm sorry, I want to apologize. I'm not even confident of which end that came out of. Whitney, back to you. I'm sorry.
Anyway, take a look around, get to know the dresses. If you need anything, I'll be in my office.
Have fun.
Oh, my God. It's a Fritz Bernays.
Oh,
ladies, I just don't think we can do any better. This is beautiful.
That is gorgeous.
It's unique, it's special, it's couture. This is made in France.
This is $800.
I'm kidding. It's on sale.
Oh, my God.
Are you
serious?
Where is
that
combination?
Oh, that's nice.
There's other dresses we should be looking at.
Nope, not that one. Lillian, look at this one. Isn't this pretty?
Yeah.
It's really pretty and sweet and, you know, we don't want to upstage Lillian with a big fancy dress. Maybe we should just get something kind of simple.
Oh, please do not worry about upstaging me. Because guess who Helen is friends with and who's designing my wedding dress? Lady St. Petsois Juju. I just sent my measurements to France, y'all! Where were you when I was getting married, bitch?
Ladies, let's not decide on this bridesmaid's dress straight away. Let's let our bodies decide, try some things on, and have some fun, okay?
Yeah, let's have some fun,
ladies,
girls.
Start your engeance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lil.
Amazing.
This is so cool.
Ladies, if I may interject, I just want to say you all look stunning. That's a given, head to toe. But sadly, we need to agree on one.
Well, I mean, ladies, you all look beautiful, but I just think, personally,
the Fritz Bernays is just, I mean...
It's a Bernays.
It's one of a kind. I don't think there's a question.
No question. Well, there might be a question. I might have a question. I think this dress would look great on everybody. It's a great color. It's a great length. It's fun. You can twirl. You can move in it.
Oh.
You can spread your legs apart. And it's a great price.
Feasing.
This is designer as well.
Is anyone else hot?
It is like an oven in here.
Okay, well, maybe this might help you decide.
While you gals were in the changing room, I happened to rustle up a 2-year-old Lady Juju dress in storage. I had Lillian put it on so you could see what you'll be standing next to. Lillian, honey?
Oh, my God. Oh, beautiful. Wow.
Breathtaking.
Holy shit.
You look amazing.
That's
that dress is so pretty. It makes my stomach hurt.
Lillian, I don't know what to say. You look... Megan, are you okay? Oh.
I think my dress was probably just tight.
Oh, my God. You got food poisoning from that restaurant, didn't you?
No, I had the same thing that she had, and I feel fine.
Oh, my. Okay.
Oh, no.
What is happening?
Nothing's happening. Oh, my God. You know, I don't really care which dress we get. It doesn't matter to me. I just need to get off this white carpet.
No, okay. God. No, not the bathroom. Everybody, go outside. I'm serious. There's a bathroom across the street.
Everybody has the flu. I feel fine.
Are you sure? It wasn't that gray kind of lamb, or you ate a lot of that weird chicken. Was it that?
No. I feel fine.
I think you'd just feel better if you threw up.
I don't have to throw up.
I'm so sorry. Get away from me!
You're not sick. No, no. In fact, Helen, I'm hungry, and I wish I had a snack. You're hungry? Starving.
What did we eat? This thing's a goner!
What are you doing?
It's coming out of me like lava! Don't you fucking look at me!
Jordan almonds. These are great. Thank you. I was just hungry.
Yeah, everybody's really sick from that restaurant.
Oh.
But it wasn't the restaurant.
Oh, no, no, no.
Lillian,
oh, no.
Where are you going?
I need a bathroom.
No!
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Where are you going?
No, be careful! What are you doing?
It's happening.
It happened.
Don't you dare ruin that dress! Well, you're really doing it, aren't you? You're just shitting in the street.
We'll just take 5 of the Fritz Bernays. Thank you, Whitney. They really do look better. Thank you.
Are you okay?
Wedding dress. I grabbed a wedding dress.
Lunch was fun though, right? It was a good time, all the girls together.
Is this a sign, Annie?
No, I'm just gonna pull over really quick though because.
What?
My tire just feels a little.
Where are you going?
My tire just feels a little low. So I just want to check my tire real quick.
Hold on.
Oh, can I borrow your razor, please? Thank you. Mm-hmm. Have a good date.
Thank you.
Is the guy that you're going out with also over 40?
I'm not over 40. Forget it.
Lift up your arm.
Hold it up.
Ow.
Sorry.
Hi.
Annie.
Pete?
Yeah. Come on in. Oh, this is my son, Tyler.
Oh, hi, Tyler.
Hi.
These things are always so awkward.
Yeah.
Not really a setup guy.
Either.
But Becca spoke so highly of you.
And she had a lot of really nice things to say about you, too.
It's nice to hear. I'm going to go upstairs, throw on a couple finishing touches.
Okay.
The babysitter's not here yet, so would you just hang out with Tyler and be right back down?
Okay.
Okay.
So, how old are you? Do you watch movies?
Are you afraid of dying?
Hmm?
Are you afraid of dying?
I don't know. I mean, I guess everybody is. I don't know. Why?
Because my mom is going to kill you. You're making me uncomfortable. Your hair looks burned. Are you going to make a baby with my father?
I don't know.
My grandma died where you're sitting.
She died right here?
Right when your underpants are. You want to watch me dance?
Sure.
Can't do this. Listen to me. I miss you so much. I'll come over right now. Okay? I'm not over you yet. That's why. She's not even pretty. I'm not doing it. I can't. No.
What are you doing? Did you eat one of those? Did you eat one of those?
I ate Saturday.
Okay. Oh, boy. You know what? Something's going to happen to you. I don't know what it is, but something's going to happen to your body.
That was fun.
Oh, my gosh. You know what I was thinking? You should come with me to Lillian's wedding, maybe. Not like that, like an even serious, but just like a fun time, you know? We can get dressed up and we can go dancing and have a drink. Be fun, right?
No, I mean, I don't want to make you have to explain to all those people what our relationship is. You know, that would suck for you, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
I'm just thinking of you.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I have someone else I can ask anyway, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
This guy, George. George Glass.
Okay. Who is this George?
He is a very hot, nice guy who likes me a lot and would probably love to be my date.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you this. Can this George Glass do this to you?
quickly.
You know what? It's getting really late. You should probably go. I'm gonna miss you so much.
What are you doing here so early?
Just had a bad night, you know, boy stuff.
Oh, you want me to arrest anybody? I could do that.
Actually, no.
You want to talk to a cop about it? We're just like priests. Except we can tell everybody about it afterwards.
Oh.
I won't, though.
Doesn't sound very inviting.
You want a carrot?
Right now?
Yeah. I'll share. I've got plenty.
Sure, I'll have a carrot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that sounds rough.
It's gonna get better, right?
I wouldn't have thought so. You know, my sister was a maid of honor at our cousin's wedding, and she found it so stressful, her hair started falling out.
That's terrible.
Yeah. It grew back, but it's pretty gross. Planning a wedding should be fun. You know what, if I ever had a wedding, I'd want everybody to be stress-free. You know, I'd like it to be like a carnival. Like, people win prizes for guessing the bride's weight and dunk tanks.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. You could have elephants and the bride and groom can walk on a little tightrope.
Okay, what you're talking about there, that's a circus wedding.
Oh.
It's a totally different...
Oh, right.
You missed it. Yeah. Hey, you know, instead of stressing out about this wedding, you know what you should be doing? Setting up a new bakery.
No, I'm kind of done with that.
What?
I don't do it anymore.
All right.
Ew.
Oh, you got the ugly carrot.
What?
There's one in every bag. You have to eat it. It's good luck.
I'm not eating this.
Yeah, I'll eat it.
Is this a lucky carrot? No, don't eat it. Don't eat it. Don't eat it.
Well, don't litter. I'll fine you.
Sorry.
You know what? Actually, I'm going to pick it up.
Oh.
It really bothers me.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. It's that anal about that kind
of... I didn't know that you could be a cop here if you weren't a citizen.
You can't.
No.
No. No, you can't. But they made a special dispensation because I'm so tough and strong.
Oh, right.
And handsome.
Oh, okay. You're pretty tough.
I am tough.
You're a tough cop.
Look, you're saying it, but you're laughing.
No, you're...
You didn't let me flex that time. That was unfair. I'm really tough.
So am I.
No.
Oh, yeah. I could be a cop.
You think you could be a cop?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. You know what? Sun's nearly up. Let's go and see if you've got what it takes. That's right. Now, plant your feet.
Okay.
Good. And take aim. Now, put your left hand behind your head. Yeah, just drop your left hip. I'm kidding. Put your arms out straight.
Okay.
You want to hit the middle of the license plate. That's where you get the most accurate reading.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Okay. 58. What's the speed limit?
55.
Okay. They're all right. We'll let them go.
You were born to do this. Look at you.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
63. You're missing some good ones here.
People on their way to work, you know. Why ruin their day? Okay, watch this. 48.
48? How'd you do that?
It wasn't.
Yes, it was.
That's never happened.
Are you serious?
It was 48.
Yes, 48.
Yeah.
I'm so impressed.
I'm pretty impressive.
I'm very impressed by you.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Damn. That was
91.
91? Yes, can we go?
We can go. Come on, hot dogger. Let's get that fucker.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Family lake house. Perfect.
Hello?
I just got your email. Lake House?
Yeah, yeah, well, it's, you know, it's Lillian's parents' house. We used to go there all the time in the summers and everything. And it's one of her...
Bachelorette in a cabin?
Oh, wait, can you hold that thought? Hold on.
Hello?
Fucking Helen. Hello?
Annie, it's Rita.
Hi.
Listen.
I need a trip that I can fantasize forever so that I'm able to have sex with my husband.
That's why I'm thinking Vegas.
Vegas?
Hang on. Hey!
Shut your filthy fucking mouths. I'm sorry.
Surrounded by savages.
You know what? I should probably run. My other line is ringing.
You know, I can get cocaine from my hairdresser.
So, okay, bye. Hello?
Annie.
Yeah?
I'm so excited. Helen just called. She said we can go to Vegas.
You know, just, yeah, but we have to fly there.
Okay, Annie, I know you're afraid of flying, but...
I want to see Chris Angel, but I'm scared.
Which I sort of love.
Can you just hold on for 1 second?
Oh, sure.
Thanks,
sure.
Hold on.
Take your time. I got... Hello?
Hey, Annie, it's Megan.
Oh, hey.
Just had some thoughts about the bachelorette party.
Okay, here we go.
Easy peasy, Vegas it is.
Helen called you, didn't she?
Yeah, she got the jump on you.
I want balls in my face.
Honestly, I think it's Vegas.
Ah, I love puppets.
Balls.
I guess we're undecided.
I'm just a crazy kind of girl. I'll sell it to the world. I'll just be
bad Annie stuck back in coach.
You know, I offered to pay for her so she could sit in first class, but she said no. She's too proud.
Well, it's nice of you to offer. No carry-on, huh?
No.
Yeah, I noticed. I know she didn't put anything in the overhead bin either. And I get it.
I want you to know, protect and serve, air marshal style.
What?
I don't want to infringe on your privacy, man. I just, I really appreciate what you do for this country, and I respect the hell out of you.
That's great. Not an air marshal. I'm gonna take a nap.
Awesome.
Cool.
I'll take the first watch.
I'm not an air marshal. There's no... You don't need to take a watch.
Okay. I've got the first watch.
Please check your seatbelts and your seatbacks in upright position for takeoff.
Oh, gosh. I am, really hoping this flight just... quick and we get there on the ground safely. I'm not a good flyer, I'm sorry. I had a dream last night that we went down. Yep, it was terrible. You were in it.
What?
Oh God, it sounds like something's happening.
Annie, what are you doing up here? You're supposed to be in your seat.
I know, I'm freaking out a little
bit. Ma'am, we're still ascending. You're gonna need to return to your seat.
Okay, yeah, it's just... I have something. Take two, you'll fall asleep, wake up, and we'll be there. Here.
Ma'am, you're gonna have to return to your seat, please.
It's fine.
Okay,
all right.
Ma'am?
All right.
Oh my God, I feel terrible about that. I should be sitting back there with her. I should be up here in first class.
Hey,
just a jerk.
Well, this is your weekend, okay? You are treating yourself. Just relax. She will be fine, okay? She will make friends. There's much more sense of community in coach, I promise you. She'll be fine.
I can't believe you've never been with anybody else.
Just Kevin.
I'm sorry. Becca, I just can't help but feel bad for you. You don't even know what you want.
I gotta know where you keep the gun, man. I mean, is it ankle, hip, lower back? You don't... between the cheeks, do you?
No, I don't stick a gun... up my butt. I mean, that's stupid.
I didn't say up. I just knew of a guy. That guy did a lot of undercover work, and all I know is he had tape marks all up and down his cheeks.
That can't be true.
People don't keep guns up their asses because if you needed to use it, how are you gonna get it? He cut a hole in his pocket. What? He was in his back pocket. You've gotta get something out of your ass, and you cut a hole in the back of your jeans. You wanna tell me you can't get to something?
I don't have a gun for you to put up my ass to make your point.
I can put my nano
I will show you. I will, if you get me scissors, I will cut a hole in my pocket. And you'll never find this again until I want you to find it.
Kevin can only have sex in bed, in the dark, under the covers. Only after we've showered, separately. And sometimes, by the time we're finished cleaning ourselves, he's too tired. And then I pretend I'm tired, but I'm not tired. I'm not tired. I'm not tired.
That's why every girl needs those slutty college years. To experiment. Get it out of your system. Find out what you like.
Sorry, excuse me. Could I have a glass of alcohol when you get a chance?
2 double 7 and 7s.
Is that...
You'll like it. It's sweet.
I have to go to the bathroom, but I heard about a woman who went to the bathroom on a plane. She got sucked into the toilet. Sucked right in.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I just think that what you gave me didn't really do anything. I just have too much adrenaline or something. But thanks. Why don't you take my scotch? It just gives the pill a little kick that it needs. Honestly, I do it all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I'm much smaller than you, so you'll handle it.
Okay. Well, then, thanks.
Yeah? Okay.
Yummy.
Yeah, it's good.
You should just toss it back.
Yeah.
Don't waste any more time.
Okay.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, no, I have sex constantly. The sex is constant, but he hasn't kissed me in 5 years.
What are you doing when you're having sex, then?
Thinking about other things and wishing it would stop. You know, sometimes I just want to watch The Daily Show without him entering me.
It's the Wet Republic.
No.
Ultra Bowl.
What, are you kidding?
What is the
And there is a bar in the pool at night.
What?
Where is it? Vegas.
Wait a minute. Is this that place?
Yeah, did you?
It was on the Real World. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? Oh my god, it's quite. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm so much more relaxed. Thank you, Helen. I just feel like I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party with the best of them. And I'm gonna go down to the river!
Wow, it looks like somebody's really relaxing now.
Yeah, wow. What are you guys talking about up here?
We are,
We're going to a restaurant tonight. I know the owner,
yeah.
So he's just
you
having...
You do? Oh, Helen is the owner.
Big whoop. Okay, let's go take a nap. What do you say?
Miss... You cannot be up here.
Hello, Grandpa.
I'm sorry. I just want to be here with my friends, because I'm with this group.
The sign just went off. Can't she stay up here for, like, a minute?
Absolutely not. Coach passengers are not allowed up here in first class. Mm. It's policy. I'm sorry.
Oh, this is a very strict plane that I'm on.
Welcome to Germany.
Auf Wiedersehen, asshole.
All right, why don't you go on?
I'm gonna go
down.
Take a nap.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I'm
gonna
take a
nap. I think it's a good idea.
Catch you on the flip side, motherfuckers.
I'm sorry. She's.
I'm leaving.
Thank you.
This should be open because it's civil rights. This is the 90s.
Right. It's not. You're in the wrong decade.
You are.
Okay, I am.
You are.
Thank you.
Holy shit, what did you give her?
Miss?
No, it's not me.
Yes, it is you. Please go back to your seat.
Yes, I'm with him. I'm Mrs. Iglesias.
No, you're not. You were just out here and you put sunglasses on. Out.
But I don't want to.
Excuse me.
Sir, she can have my seat, okay? Everyone should experience first class at least once in their lives, and Annie shouldn't miss out just because she can't afford it.
No, ma'am, I'm afraid that's not allowed.
Help me, I'm poor.
No.
Listen, we're a whole wedding party. I'm the bride. I'm getting married. The seat's empty. She's obviously nervous. We'll calm her down a
bit. You know what? I understand, but Claire is right.
Everybody go back to your seats.
Okay, you especially. You have 3 seconds to get back to your seat.
Oh, you can't get anywhere in 3 seconds.
Well... you better try.
You're setting me up for a loss already.
Okay, thank you.
Whatever you say, Stove.
It's Steve.
Stove. What a kind of name is that?
Well, that's not a name. My name is Steve.
Are you an appliance?
No, I'm a man, and my name is Steve.
You're a flight attendant.
That's absolutely accurate. You can close that. Thank you.
Hey, not Air Marshal John. You want to get back in that restroom and not rest?
No. I have to get back to my seat.
Yeah, you got to get back on my seat. You get it?
No, I think, yeah, I definitely got it.
Uh-oh. What's that?
I got to get back to my seat. Could you just move your leg, please? I got to go.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Somebody found a souvenir. You feel that steam heat coming? That's from my undercarriage.
Okay.
That can go up and higher.
Okay.
John, get us a blanket.
No.
I gotta take a whiz and I'll be right back. Cool.
I don't want you to be a big fuck up like me.
Well, how do you think I feel?
Like me. Now you can still turn it around.
No, don't. You're more beautiful than Cinderella. You smell like pine needles and you have a face like sunshine.
Gentlemen, as you can see, the captain has turned on the fasten seatbelt sign. It appears we've run into a rough patch of weather, so
I have an announcement, too. There is a colonial woman on the wing.
The woman on the wing? I saw her. There is something they're not telling us.
Right. There's a colonial woman. She was turning butter. She was turning butter on that wing. She is out there right now.
Shit.
Everyone, remain calm. I'm an air marshal.
There is something they're not telling us.
Yes. I knew it. I got your back, John.
There is a woman on the wing. I saw her. There is something they're not telling us.
Let's get out. Let's open the doors and get out!
Look out your way. She is dressed in traditional colonial garb.
Say goodbye. We're going down.
Stay calm. Get
our cars down.
Something they're not telling us.
Get
the fuck
out.
Get
the fuck out.
I'm gonna cover the pilot!
I'm telling you, your shower is going to be amazing. I have so many ideas. It's going
to
be...
I want to talk to you about the shower. I feel like this has been really overwhelming
for you.
It's just starting to make you crazy.
No, well, I'm fine. I mean, well, I'm fine.
No, you're not fine. You're not fine yet. And... we need things to just flow smoothly from now on, and Helen just knows how to do this kind of stuff. She does it all the time. She's good at it. She likes doing it. This way you don't have to plan any more lunches or trips. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
I get it.
I think it'll be best here on out for the shower and for everything.
Whatever you want, yeah. I mean, that's probably best.
I think so,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I just want you to be happy.
Yeah, I think that'll make me happy. It'll be good.
Okay.
Good. Okay. Good.
Hey.
Hey.
Do you want to hang out?
It's not funny.
None of those girls are laughing, believe me.
Oh.
It's not funny. Have you ever been kicked off a plane?
I can't say that I have.
Thank you.
All of the girls hate me right now.
So you're like the maid of dishonor.
Anyway, hope Lillian isn't going to be mad at me for too long.
Nah, she'd be all right.
I don't know, I just wish things were the way that they used to be, you know? I feel like her life is going off and getting perfect, and mine's just like...
It'll turn around, you know.
Been hearing that for a long time.
It's gonna turn around, I just know it.
Anyway.
You got a bag.
I don't really do that anymore, I've told you. It's
Why?
Kinda, I don't know, it's just... I don't know, after it just went under, I just kind of stopped, I guess. Doesn't make me happy anymore.
Just because you didn't make any money at it doesn't mean that you failed at it.
Lost a lot of money. All my money.
You're so good at it.
Oh well, let's change the subject. No more baking. I'm done.
I don't know how you just can't do it anymore. If I wasn't a cop anymore, I would still go out with the gun and shoot people. I probably wouldn't do that. I'm just trying to make you feel better. You're okay, you know.
You don't know me very well.
I know you well enough to know that you're not so bad. You got some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got bits and pieces going on.
Thanks.
I've been thinking about you a little bit.
About me? Really?
There's something about you. There's something about you that sticks.
I hate buttons. Where's the bedroom?
Sorry.
Are you okay?
Mountain bike. Do you like mountain bike?
Uh-huh.
I'm so glad this is happening.
So am I.
Morning. Sorry, I didn't mean to freak you out.
No, it's okay.
I haven't been sitting here that long.
Oh. Sorry, I guess I fell asleep. I didn't mean to sleep over.
You're silly. I made you a cappuccino.
Made it?
Yeah. So last night was fun.
It was. It was very fun. I have fun.
It is fun. If you care to accompany me to the kitchen, the fun may continue. Different kind of fun.
Oh.
But why don't you just get dressed and whatever, and I left your clothes over there.
Okay.
And I'll see you in there.
Okay.
There she is. Your workshop awaits. I know it's a bit crazy, but I popped out and I got a few little bacon bits and pieces, butter, milk, because I thought that it would be fun for us to bake together today. I mean, obviously you will be doing the baking. I will be doing the eating, because you are the expert.
Yeah, I don't really want to... Sorry, you went to all this trouble, but...
Come on, I know you haven't done it in a while, but it'll be great. Don't be silly, just get into it. You're so good at it. All right. No, I get it. It was a bit of a curveball.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go. You know, I'm sorry. I should just probably go.
Annie, I don't know what you're getting so upset about.
Because you don't know me. You don't know anything about me or my life or...
Well, no, because...
I don't know what you're trying to do here. I don't need you to fix me or...
To fix you?
I don't need any help. I mean, who do you think you are?
Jesus, Annie, we had a really good time, and now you're being all...
It's my fault. I shouldn't have come here last night. Last night was a mistake.
Fucking hell. All right.
Mm. me. I'm sure you're probably still a little bit mad at me, but I hope not. Anyway, the excitement still continues with me. I just slept with a cop that pulled me over and woke up today, and he was really sweet and nice and cute. So naturally, I ran out as fast as I could. What's wrong with me? Anyway, I know you're busy and stuff, so just call me when you get a chance. I'd love to talk this out with you when you can. Okay, bye.
Annie, wake up. It's 11 a.m.
Shit.
You got a package. I bring it to you, but you said don't touch my things.
Please join us for a Parisian brunch at the home of Helen Harris III to celebrate the marriage of Lillian Donovan and Douglas Price. Let us shower Lillian with gifts and love. Respondez, s'il vous plaît. Yay!
Excuse me.
Oh, hi.
I'm looking for a birthday gift for my best friend.
Oh.
I want to get her a necklace that says best friends forever.
Sure you want it to say forever?
Yeah, why?
Come on. Forever?
Forever?
I don't think you guys will be best friends forever. No offense, but, you know, the friends you have when you're younger, sometimes you grow apart. You know, when you get older, and maybe she'll find a new best friend. And maybe she'll be more successful than you are, and prettier, and richer, and skinnier, and they end up doing everything together.
You're weird.
I'm not weird. Okay?
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not, and you started it.
No, you started it. Did you forget to take your Xanax this morning?
God, I feel bad for your parents.
I feel bad for your face.
Okay, well, call me when your boobs come in.
You call me when yours come in.
What, do you have four boyfriends?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Have fun having a baby at your prom.
You look like an old map.
You know what? You're not as popular as you think you are.
I'm very popular.
Oh, I'm sure you are. Very popular.
Well, you're an old, single loser who's never gonna have any friends.
You're a little cunt. Sorry. Oh, let me tell my mom, okay?
I already told her.
Was she mad?
Hi, Annie. It's Rhodes again. Since you're not returning any of my calls, I assume that you're not interested in spending any more time with me, which is fine. So don't worry, I won't be bothering you ever again. Get those taillights fixed.
We'd like to invite you to no longer live with us anymore.
What? What do you mean? I don't get it.
Well, the thing is, we decided that it was actually a bit immature for a grown-up brother and sister to still be living together with a roommate.
Yeah.
At our age. Bit ridiculous,
what?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
We look a bit silly, don't
pathetic.
We?
Pathetic.
Yeah. What? So we're actually going to live together alone without you.
You're moving out. She's not moving.
She will move.
Eventually.
Eventually.
She has to.
She's taking it in.
You have to. Oh, that's prickly.
Remember when you thought I hit bottom? That wasn't bottom.
Oh. We're gonna have fun. I, for one, am really glad you're here. Oh, and guess what? Good timing. You know what just came in today on the Netflix? Hmm. Cast Away. Tom Hanks.
It's like Forrest Gump, but on an island. Oh, honey, you're gonna love it.
It's raining so hard. Looks like it's gonna rain all night. And this is the time I'd love to be holding you tight. But I guess I'll have to accept the fact that you're not here. I wish the night would hurry up and end.
Is there a driveway?
Who is that man?
Are you a guest of Helen Harris III?
Yes, technically, I guess.
An attendant will meet you at the stables.
But where?
The shower is over the second bridge. Pink lemonade?
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, I don't have a cup holder. Can I just give that? Pink lemonade. Nice. Nice touch.
Shower I have ever been to.
Yes, and Helen is giving out the cutest party favors.
I know, I love your pink beret.
Would you like some champagne?
Yes.
It's French.
You're here.
Yeah, I'm here. I was invited. Sorry.
Of course you're invited. I just meant you've arrived.
Okay. Joking.
Can you believe this? Isn't it amazing?
Yep. Yeah, it's nice.
Pretty.
Are we okay?
Yes. I'm sorry I haven't called.
I just didn't want to bug you.
No, forgive me. It just got crazy.
Yeah.
Everything's just been lots of organizing and... I have to say hi to my aunt or she'll get mad at my mom.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I know. You gotta go do your party rounds.
I'll see you in a minute.
Okay.
Oh, Rita, you got all our towels.
Yes, I did, because I love you, kitten.
All right, let's see what's next. Another one.
Yeah. I know who this is from. I can tell by the wrapping. Annie, you made this. Look.
Oh, man.
Oh my gosh. It's us, Annie.
Oh my god, let me see.
Oh my god. This is all my favorite stuff from all the stores I love in Milwaukee. Annie! So unbelievable. Wilson Phillips? Man, I love Wilson Phillips. You listen to Hold On probably 10,000 times when I got my driver's license. This is such an amazing gift. Thank you.
I feel really bad, Lil. I didn't get a chance to actually get you a present because I've been so busy organizing the shower.
Helen.
Please.
Well, it's more than enough.
Here's a card to say congratulations.
Thank you. God, you really outdone yourself. Oh, my God, Helen.
Honey, what is it?
Helen's taking me to Paris.
It's just a little pre-wedding vacation, and while we're there, we're going to meet the designer of her dress and have a fitting.
You are taking me to Paris? Thank you so much.
Probably. Are you fucking kidding me?
Annie?
No, Mom. Motherfucking Paris?
Annie, what are you doing?
I told you about Paris, Helen. I told you about this whole idea.
Annie, calm
down. Lillian, what are you going to go? You're going to go to Paris with Helen now? What are you going to... You guys going to ride around on bikes with berets and fucking baguettes in the basket of the front of your bikes? Oh, how romantic. What woman gives another woman... trip to Paris. Am I right? Lesbian! We're all thinking it, aren't we?
I'm not.
Okay? Yes, we're all thinking it, right?
Annie.
Lillian, this is not the you that I know. The you that I know would have walked in here and rolled your eyes and thought this was completely over the top, ridiculous, and stupid. Look at the shower! Look at that fucking cookie! Did you really think that this group of women was going to finish that cookie? Really? Oh, you know what? That reminds me, actually. I never got a chance to try that fucking cookie! Stupid fucking cookie! Ooh, delicious stupid cookie! I think I'll... Ugh. Maybe it's better if I dip it in their chocolate? Oh! Is this what you want, Lillian?
So awesome.
All right, let's have some nice, hot, unsanitary chocolate. Oh, God, Jesus, God. Right, it's hot. Have you lost your fucking mind? What are you doing?
What am I doing? You know what? You wouldn't know, would you? Where have you been? You would have no idea. Let me fill you in, okay? Ever since you got engaged, everything's turned to shit.
You know what? This is supposed to be about my time. You have managed to ruin every event in my wedding. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, thank you very much. It's all her fault. It is not mine. And you would know that if you got your beautiful haired head out of your asshole. In fact, out of her asshole, which I'm sure is perfectly bleached.
You know what? It is! And you know how I know? Because I went to the fucking salon with her, and I got my asshole bleached, too! And I love my new asshole! You know what? Why can't you just be happy for me, and then go home and talk behind my back later like a normal person?
I am happy for you, Lillian. I am very happy for you. I wish you well. I won't bother you anymore.
Kidding me? Annie!
Go, 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 go!
Get back here! Stop! No, no! She does not get a party favor! She does not get a dog! And if you're gonna act like this, then don't even bother coming to my wedding!
I'm proud of you, Lil.
Shut up, Helen! Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
I tricked two dogs already. They're in the back of my van.
Well, I can't say I'm surprised. I did tell you to get your lights fixed.
Yeah, I know.
And now here we are.
Look, I've had a horrible day. I don't need a lecture from you right now, okay? Helen just...
Oh, don't... This didn't happen because of Helen. This happened because you didn't get your tail lights fixed. It's pretty simple. Do you have any idea how frustrating it is to see you night by night drive past me with your fucking taillight still broken? You have any idea how crazy that makes me? It's a simple solution. Your problem, Annie, is that you just don't understand that you can hurt people with these broken lights. Don't you see how irresponsible this is?
Yes, I should have gotten my
fucking taillights fixed. But I didn't, okay? I didn't.
Listen, don't worry about it. Seriously, your message was received.
No, look, please. I don't know what's going on with me right now.
Look, it's fine. Don't bother. No. Really, what's done is done.
Wait, that's it? Where are you going?
That's it. That's how this works.
Oh, come on, I didn't...
For the record, Annie, you flirted with me. You made me feel like you really liked me. Which was really unfair. And then you came home with me, and we did stuff, fun stuff. And then you just left. It's like it was nothing.
Oh, please. I know how guys do this thing. I know how guys act. One minute it means something, the next minute it doesn't.
Oh, right, yeah, you've got it all figured out.
Yeah.
How's that working out for you? Pretty good? Boom! What's up, fuck buddy? Call for some roadside assistance? Thanks, officer. I can handle it from here on out. Come on!
I didn't have anyone else to call! I didn't know you were gonna show up!
That's the problem with cops, Annie. We're just never there when you need us. The cop talks weird. Come on, dingus. Tick-tock, I got shit to do. Uh-oh. Check it out. Look what's steering the car.
Thanks again for picking me up.
Not a problem.
Are you busy?
Well, it is Friday. You know, you look tired. If you're tired, you can totally lay down in my lap if you want.
What?
Just take a little lap nap. Want. Open for biz.
Okay, can you just pull over?
Ooh, yeah. Actually, that's an even better idea.
No. Can you please just stop the car? I want to get out.
No, it's super gravelly.
Please pull over.
Why?
Because I would rather get murdered out here than spend the next half an hour with you. Can you please just pull over?
Oh, come on, Annie. It's called humor. Learn about it. Besides, I would never last a half hour. You know, if you're trying to turn me on, it's working. You used me. No big deal. You are no longer my number three.
Wilson! Wilson! I'm sorry! I'm sorry, Wilson! Wilson, I'm sorry! I'm sorry!
Oh, Wilson!
Wilson!
I'm coming in. Let's go. And we're walking. Okay, we're walking. Heel. No pee. Nope, not on the carpet. Okay, we're coming. We're coming in. Everybody's in and having fun. We're having fun. And heal. We're healing. Heal.
How many of those did you take?
I took nine. Yeah. I think, slightly overcommit to the whole dog thing. It turns out I'm probably more comfortable with six. That's a lot of energy to deal with, but you wouldn't know anything about that because you haven't been returning my calls.
And say what? Megan, say, hi, I can't get off the couch. I got fired from my job. I got kicked out of my apartment. I can't pay any of my bills. My car is a piece of shit. I don't have any friends.
What I find interesting about that, Annie? It's interesting to me that you have absolutely no friends. You know why it's interesting? Here's a friend standing directly in front of you trying to talk to you, and you choose to talk about the fact that you don't have any friends.
You know what I mean?
No. I don't think you want any help. I think you want to have a little pity party.
No.
Yeah, I think Annie wants a little pity party. You're an asshole, Annie.
My God, what are you doing?
You're an asshole. I'm life, huh? Life bothering you?
Yes,
oh, I'm life,
what are you
Annie.
Doing?
I'm life, Annie.
Oh, what
yes.
are you
yes.
doing?
Fight
what
back
are you? Megan,
you better learn to fight because life will. Yeah?
Megan.
Life is going to. I'm life and I'm going to bite you in the ass.
Ow! Ow!
Megan. It's not me.
Megan.
I'm your life. Turn
oh,
over.
God.
I'm trying to get you to fight for your shitty life. And you won't do it. You just.
Stop it.
Stop slapping yourself. Stop slapping yourself. I'm your life, Annie. I'm your shitty life. Oh. Sorry. Nice hit. All right. I'm glad to see you got a little bit of spark in you. I knew that Annie was in there somewhere. I think you're ready now to hear a little story about a girl. Girl named Megan. Girl named Megan that didn't have a very good time in high school. I'm referring to myself when I say Megan. It's me, Megan. And I know you look at me now and think, boy, she must have breezed through high school. Not the case, Annie. No, this was not easy going up and down the halls. Okay? They used to try to blow me up. They threw firecrackers at my head. Firecrackers. I mean, literally. I'm not saying that figuratively. I got firecrackers thrown at my head. They called me a freak. Do you think I let that break me? Think I went home to my mommy crying, oh, I don't have any friends. Oh, Megan doesn't have any friends. No, I did not. You know what I did? I pulled myself up. I studied really hard. I read every book in the library. And now I work for the government. I have the highest possible security clearance. Don't repeat that. I can't protect you. I know where all the nukes are and I know the codes.
I won't say anything.
You would be amazed. A lot of shopping malls. Don't repeat that. I have 6 houses. I bought an 18-wheeler a couple months ago just because I could. Okay? You lost Lillian. You got another best friend sitting right in front of you if you'd notice. Huh? Now you gotta stop feeling sorry for yourself. Okay? Because I do not associate with people that blame the world for their problems. Because you're your problem, Annie. And you're also your solution. Right? I mean, that's... You get that?
I just miss her, I guess.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do. All right, come on. Bring it in. There's the Annie. There's the Annie I knew was there, okay?
All right.
And you gotta wash your hair.
I'm sorry.
You gotta wash that hair.
Did I slip? Not stumble. Did I trip? Cause I know I failed. All I know is I wake up in my clothes tomorrow. Oh, girl, wish I knew you well.
What's wrong?
Oh, girl,
nothing.
Wish I knew you well. And I'm saying,
hi. Oh. I love you.
Did I run? But I was walking. Do you in?
The names are changed, but the constellations. That's great. Thank you.
Rhodes and I worked out a deal way back when, so it's on the house.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I owe him big time.
It's really nice.
Oh, girl, you could only tell. And I'm saying, hi, hi. Let your tears fall and touch my skin.
This is my mom, Judy.
Hey, hi. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, too.
Hi. Wait a minute. Do I know you from AA?
Oh, my gosh. You made that artichoke dip, didn't you?
Oh, it's good, huh?
It's just delicious.
Did I sleep? Must have been dreaming. Did I weep? Cause I cried like hell. All I want is your fortress of tears to crumble. Oh, girl, the stories they can tell. But I'm just saying, hey.
Come in.
Are you sure you're not going to come with me today? It's Lillian's big day.
Mom, she doesn't want me there.
I'll fix you a tuna fish sandwich.
Mom, it's 8 in the morning.
You can put syrup on it.
Oh, I know.
Hi. What do you want?
I was wondering if you knew where Lillian was.
No, why would I? What do you mean?
I can't find her. We've looked everywhere.
What?
She's missing. Can you help?
Okay, just wait here. I think I know someone that might be able to help. I'll get my keys.
Can I put you? I mean, I just don't know what could have possibly gone wrong. Everything was going smoothly. The dress looked fantastic. It had come in from Paris. Dougie was being great and very helpful. I had organized everything to the, you know, last final detail. I don't know what's happened to her.
I don't know. You should know, right? You're her best friend. It's weird that you don't know. You guys are so close.
Annie, I want to apologize to you personally for all of the things that have gone down. I know that I hurt you and that I created a distance between you and Lillian, and I want to apologize.
You know what? I don't want to hear
everything that happened in the shower and at Las Vegas.
Okay, I don't want to hear anymore, honestly. I don't even want to talk to you.
Harry never really wants to talk to me either. He travels a lot, like all year. I'm basically just by myself.
I don't feel sorry for you.
You know, I really like that original dress you picked at the bridal store. I thought it was beautiful. You have really lovely taste.
Thanks, but that's a little too late for that.
And I know, I don't think that Brazilian food really gave us food poisoning.
No, it did.
No, I don't think it did.
It was the food. I shit my pants.
I don't think it was your fault.
That was my fault.
I think people just ask me to their weddings because I'm good at organizing parties. I don't have any female friends. I'm so sorry. Oh, you're smiling.
This is the first time I've ever seen you look ugly. Makes me kind of happy.
I look ugly? No, I don't. I don't really look ugly.
No. You're an ugly crier, but that's okay.
No, I'm not really an ugly crier.
Okay, maybe just...
No. This is my makeup. I still look pretty good.
Rhodes.
Oh, come on. Rhodes.
He's ignoring you.
Yes, he is.
Officer, roll down your window!
But I need your help, please.
You know this guy?
What are you doing? I just want to get his attention.
Danny?
Cause your body is exposed to
I'm really sick, Annie!
gonna go up now.
It's not clever.
Hey! I'm topless! I'm totally topless!
Really? Wow. Unbelievable.
What the fuck are you doing?
Hey, are you crazy? Are you crazy? All of that stuff, that would have been dangerous for a good driver.
I'm sorry, I need your help. We can't find Lillian.
How long has she been gone?
She's been missing for like 12 hours.
12 hours? It's not a missing person until it's at least 24 hours. Have you ever seen CSI? 24 hours. Let me get on with my job, Annie.
Nathan, please. I really need your help.
Please, Nathan.
Who's this one?
This is Helen.
I'm Helen.
What?
It's Helen.
Hello, Helen. I've heard wonderful things. Okay. Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye. Okay, we've traced her cell phone to the corner of Craner and Rose. Do you know where that is?
Yes, that is her apartment. But you said you lived there.
We did last night.
Okay. So you're saying she's at her apartment? That's what you're telling me?
She must have gone back after you left.
God, that was crazy of her.
Oh, thank God. Thank you. Let's go.
Okay.
We found her. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to waste your time. That's embarrassing. Thank you.
No, you are welcome. This is kind of high-octane stuff that really made me want to become a cop. Missing girl found at her apartment. It's adrenaline pinching.
It's nice to see you.
I'm glad that you got your taillights fixed. Means I won't have to stop you again.
Okay. Annie, let's go!
Anyway, go and save your friend from her apartment. Bye-bye.
Bye. What happened?
This whole wedding is fucked up. Helen just took over everything and everything's kind of out of control. My dad can't afford the wedding and this has been really hard to do without you. It's been shitty.
I'm sorry.
Nope, I'm sorry. Sorry I kicked you out of my wedding. It's my fault.
No, it's my fault. I think I'm the one with the mental problems.
Yeah, wasn't it my turn to be crazy?
Yes.
The bride's supposed to be crazy,
technically.
Right? You kind of stole all the crazy.
I out-crazied you. Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah? How do you know that? I left the rehearsal dinner last night. I told Dougie I had to go get Q-tips, and all of a sudden I realized I was driving here. I came here. I realized this is the last time I'm going to be here in this apartment. With that couch, and this bed, and take a bath in my bathtub, because you know how much I love my bathtub?
It's a good tub. I slept in there on my 30th birthday, remember?
Everything's gonna change. I mean, I'm I'm not going to get to live 5 minutes away from you. And it makes me so sad.
Well, don't be. Don't be sad. Because things are going to change, but they'll be better. You know? You're going to take this huge, great, beautiful step. And Dougie loves you more than anything, and so do I.
But what about you? What's gonna happen to you?
I'm gonna be fine. So don't worry, okay? I'm gonna be fine. And besides, you need to blaze the trail for me. And then report back and tell me what's coming.
Whatever you say, boss.
All right, let's get your dress on.
Okay,
let's go to your wedding.
Oh, yeah. That's the other problem. Don't you dare laugh.
Okay, I cannot wear this dress.
Okay, don't panic.
Well, nightmare.
We'll fix it. We'll tweak it. I will not let you walk down that aisle unless you look perfect and beautiful, I promise.
Why, do you have a chainsaw and a blowtorch? I think this wedding's going to be a disaster.
No, don't say that. If Helen had anything to do with this wedding, it is going to be perfect and tasteful.
Yeah.
And beautiful.
That's true.
Will you, Douglas, take Lillian to be your wife? Will you love her, comfort her, and keep her? And forsaking all others, remain true to her as long as you both shall live? I do. And will you, Lillian, take Douglas to be your husband? Will you love him, comfort him, and keep him as long as you both shall live?
I do.
Now, by the powers vested in me by the state of Illinois, I pronounce you husband and wife. You may now kiss the bride.
Yeah.
doing?
I put a loaded gun in Dougie's carry-on. TSA is gonna just rip his ass apart.
Oh. Annie? Oh, hey. Did you have a nice evening? It was beautiful. Yeah. What did you think of the wedding?
It was great.
It was great, right?
Yeah. It was perfect.
It was great. It was really nice meeting you.
Helen, it was really nice meeting you too. Hey, you know, maybe sometime the three of us could go to Rockin' Sushi together.
Oh, thank you, Annie. I would love that. Your ride's here.
Hey, how'd everything go?
Strangely well.
Oh, good. So I ate your cake. That you left.
You did?
Yeah. I mean, I had to fight some raccoons off. But that's okay. I'm pretty strong and tough, so it wasn't much of a contest. So that might have been... I'm just going to kiss you now rather than just...
Officer Rhodes, please report to...
Oh, I'm on duty.
And I need to put my uniform on. If I drive like this, they're going to think I just stole the car. Which wouldn't be great. You could ride with me. If you want. You want to come?
Yeah, I do.
Come on.
All right.
Whoa. Where are you going?
I'm getting in the car.
No. You got to get in the back.
What?
Yeah, you can't sit in the front. It's against regulations. Come on.
You're going to maybe sit in the back seat?
Yeah. Come on. What? Sorry. Habit.
All right.
It's a force of habit.
Can I please get in the front seat?
Actually, no. I'm afraid there's a warrant out for your arrest.
What? Why?
Reckless driving, littering, texting, consuming alcohol while operating a vehicle. You didn't think I was going to let you get away with that, did you?
Can we put the siren on? Please? Thank you.
I know that there is pain, but you hold on for one more day and you break free from the chains. Yeah, I know that there is pain, but you hold on for one more day and you break free from the chains. Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye. Until then, baby, are you gonna let them hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know? Piece of chain up, piece of going away. If you hold on.
Okay, this is tape 119. Air Marshal John and I's first sexual encounter. Is there a hungry bear anywhere?
Oh, I'm a hungry bear.
I hope I just happen to have this bear sandwich. Is there a hungry bear?
I'm a very hungry bear.
Do you see how my flap opens?
Oh, yeah, that's a good-looking bear sandwich.
Yeah, that's a big bear sandwich. Do you want a bite of that sandwich? Mm. It's meat and cheeses.
Uh-oh. I hope you don't have a salad. Oh, yeah.
Hey, guess what? Guess what, Ham? I'm
Buck it up.
You up, Ham Nipple.
Buck it up.
Ham Nipple.
Buck it up. A little hard. Ow! A little hard.
Chinese now, you know? Yeah, she's so dumb.